The 14th of Iyar, Pesach, Sheni, the second Pesach, the Yavetz writes that they revealed to him from heaven. The reason why it falls out on this day is because when the Jews left Egypt, they had taken the matzah with them, and they had eaten that for 30 days, finishing it at the eve of the 15th of Iyar. Therefore, the last day that they sustained themselves with that matzah from the exodus of Egypt, that's the second Pesach. The Zohar HaKadosh says a parable to a queen who opened the doors for her subjects to come and to greet her and to get to know her. And after 30 days, then the call goes out, the proclamation goes out. Anybody who has not yet come to greet, to connect to the queen, to speak to her, please come. You have 1 week left. So too, Hashem opened the heavens and the earth to reveal Himself, the Creator, the Master of the world, the Guide of the world, to the Jewish people, and trying to connect to them, to guide them, to connect to them, to relate to them. And therefore comes Pesach Sheni, which is that call to the Jewish people, those who have not yet partaken in the Korban Pesach, in the proper revelation of Pesach. Now is your last chance. Here's the final week before, so to speak, Hashem closes the doors. The attribute needed for a full understanding of Torah to the deepest depths, corresponding to the 29th day of Sefiras HaOmer, is Oyev Es HaMakom, somebody who loves Hashem. That through your love of Hashem, through that, you will come to attain the deepest secrets of the Torah. Like we know from our sages, Kol HaTorah Kulo Shmoishav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the entire Torah is, so to speak, the names, ways of understanding what Hashem has revealed to us of Himself. And a person, just like he doesn't like to reveal personal aspects of his life only to those who care about him, those who are close to him, so too Hashem would not want to reveal, so to speak, the Torah to those who do not properly love Him. And therefore, if you want to attain the deepest secrets of the Torah, then you have to come to your learning of Torah through a love of Hashem. Which really brings us to the sphere of the day, Chesed Shebehoid, the kindness, the love within the glory comes through thanks. As far as our service to Hashem, there are really two aspects. One is a person always has to pay attention and recognize, try to understand the great kindness and good that Hashem bestows upon him, and come to thank Him for it. And that will only bring us to a greater level of love of Hashem. Like David HaMelech says, Hoidu LaHashem Ki Toiv, praise Hashem because He is good. And that's really our purpose in this world. Like the prophet says, Am zu yotati li tilosi yisaperu, this nation I have created for me in order that they shall sing my praise. Another aspect of our service of Hashem is a person should pay attention that in order to come to a completion of his thanks to Hashem, has to be in a way that he should publicize the great kindness and good that Hashem bestows upon him and upon the Jewish people in general. And by publicizing this, it will cause a great glory to Hashem's name. When it comes to us and our fellow, a person should always do kindness and good deeds that should bring about thanks and glorification of Hashem's name. Furthermore, when he comes to thank his friend for a good that he has bestowed upon him, one way to do that is to try to return the kindness, to bestow an extreme amount of kindness on your friend.